K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
It has sunk in a little bit more than when I caught up with you out in the middle of the ground. You even made me a little bit emotional looking at you and what you were going through. You were doubled over and had your head in your hands. What was going through your mind? I'm sure relief is a huge part of it, but what were the emotions that you felt when that final siren went?
Oh, just so much pressure just going through the whole year, and a lot of people talking from the outside, but inside the four walls, that everyone's been showing up, you know, 80 blokes registered and 45 at training every night, and they said that's the best it's been for a long time, and we were just able to just keep showing up. And I said, if we just bring that effort today, and like, we need a point of difference to other teams. A lot of the teams, you know, they've got the class and the skill. We don't have that, if you're being realistic, and we've got to bring that one word, which is pressure, and today was it. And that was a main focus area to cause turnovers and play it in our half. And we were able to do that for the majority. It was good.
And, I mean, in that second half, you probably ran out a little bit of legs, and, you know, you had injured players. There was some out there just being out there because they had to be on one leg. But, you know, that first half, particularly that second quarter, they really set it up and played some really smart footy. And you said to them at the break that you wanted them to not overuse the football, get in there quickly. Jacob did that, you know, exceptionally well out of the middle. But, yeah, really played well and put the ball in good spots for the forwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we wanted to do. We've been trying to work on holding our width at stoppage. And a lot of number of weeks we've had three or four go and hunt the football where we just want the one in, the rest hold the width on the outside, and I said when facing the game, just take ground, and then if we can play it in our half, just play territory, and it doesn't have to be pretty, and our football's it's not pretty, you know, if you've watched the first half of the year, but that's okay, that's our point of difference, and that's what we have to bring, and that's fine. You've got to work with what you've got, and today that was it. And yeah, it was just reward for effort, just their intent to play it in our half and listen to instruction. I kept saying, if we're able to set up behind the ball, we're able to do that. In the second quarter, eventually, you know, the dam wall broke and we're able to get a few goals, which was good because we missed a lot of opportunity that first quarter. But I said, that's okay, at least we're creating chances, and eventually it'll come and that'll turn, and that's what happened.
Mark, thanks for joining us. Tom King and Matt Dowling with Jason Doherty in the K-Rock van. You've been involved in footy for a heck of a long time. Where does this day rate in your memorable football moments?
Oh, mate, it's right up there, I tell you. I mentioned to the boys after the game in the rooms that last year winning the premiership with Bourne, you know, in a two-point classic against East Ringwood, and this was right up there. I was just trying to remain calm and let everyone on the bench just keep their heads and stay in the moment and make sure we make good decisions and be composed. I was asking the players to do that, and I wanted to ensure that we were like that off the ground as well. And yeah, when that siren went, the emotions just, they take over, and that's what footy is, isn't it? We love it. We get involved, you know, for the mateship, and that was our main theme today. I had a few posters around the wall, and from a veteran from 1991 who went through a walk and couldn't make it to the end, and his two mates picked him up at a Anzac Day march and helped him finish to the finish line. And that was my main theme today. When your mate's down, you pick him up and drag him to the finish line, and that's exactly how it turned out. So,
if you're going to write a story about today's game, it would be multiple chapters, but is there a favourite chapter for you of today, or is there a hero from today that you're just smiling about at the moment?
Well, I think everyone, to be honest. Every single player just played their role today. You know, it's pretty cliche, but it's that's what happened. Everyone just stepped up when they had to. You know, young Hucks in the middle of the ground the last quarter, a couple of big hits there, and got tackled, and yeah, got caught holding the ball a couple of times. So I said, that's okay, just keep you putting yourself in the right position. And Declan Clark was sensational. He was busy, and I thought if we could create one-on-ones ahead of the ball, himself and Big Red at full forward, you know, we'll be able to create that one-on-one and get separation. And that was going to Will Milson pretty much on one leg after quarter time. Yeah, like, he was fantastic, kicked some crucial goals, and just unfortunate that won the last quarter. Would have given us that nice four-goal break before they got back to 3 points. But, I think the leaders in that, I think it was the last, 5 minutes, I seen Harry Purcell throw himself on ball, Connor, Samo, and Brad Tregenza, and that's leadership there. They wanted to get the game on their terms, and they did. They went in and won the footy, and repeat stoppage is what I was yelling out, and that's what we're able to do.
You're never going to completely quell Darby Henderson, but gee, Brad Tregenza, when he was on him, I know he had to come to the bench a couple of times because he was probably never going to be able to go physically with him all day. His effort was very, very laudable.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was our main focus, you know, to shut him down. And you know, he's an elite player, and you can see that the way he breaks the lines, his speed out of stoppage, and a little bit in that second half, yeah, he got off the chain a bit, and just kept saying to Tregenzi, look, just keep holding your width there, don't get sucked into the ball, just play off back shoulder and ensure, you know, if we can collapse at a stoppage, that's good, and just try and beat him to the outside. But he's a class act, so he's going to get plenty of the ball. It's just, where does he get the ball? So, you know, if you get 30 touches, that's fine, but where are you actually getting those touches? And yeah, he was pretty dangerous in the end, and he was their barometer and sort of spurred him on a bit in that third quarter, a couple of goals and over to the crowd in the last quarter. So, you know, credit to him, he still had a great game.
Mark, it's Matt Dowling here. Congratulations on the result today and all the effort that goes in to get the team across the line. Just talk to us about how difficult it can be in terms of trying to put your own stamp on your team and your own game plan, and then obviously you get put in positions where you're not winning games, and then to just be able to continue to instill faith in the group that what you're building is going to work, and then the relief that you have today when ultimately you get that success that you've been after.
Yeah, look, when I come in, I just wanted to try and set up, like a semi-professional type atmosphere there. As you know, being at Newtown, mate, yeah. Back in 2018 there. So, you know, Damon Maher was the same, you know, just players understand their role while they're out there. And when I got there, I just wanted them to understand, simplify the messaging with them in regards to defence and also our attack. So I think you can have so many coaches on the sideline, you can get confused and everything. It's local football, you know, so I like to, you know, simplify it by offensive, defensive, and just keep it easy like that. And I guess when we play our best football, we had a couple of good quarters against Grovedale, a goal each, you know, a few weeks back. Last week was terrible, we knew that. But when we've played our best football and matched with the best teams, it's when we can play it in our half. It's when we can apply that tackle pressure. And that's just, it's just reinforcing that if you bring that attitude and effort, that's just something I'm massive on. You don't have one without the other. And if we can bring that each week and the boys just keep showing up, you know, we'll give ourselves every chance. And that's something I think a couple of weeks ago I brought in, you know, about the power of one more and just one more session, one more rep, one more game, one more day to becoming better. And that's what we want to keep working on, mate.
Mark, congratulations. I know there's still 9 games to go, but 9 opportunities to improve again and launch a platform. I know it's not about 2025. There's the future to look at as well. We spoke to your president before the game. You want to be here in the GFNL in season 2026, and you'll continue to build towards that. Well done today. Appreciate your time, and enjoy the night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank
well
you.
Done. Mark Hounslow joining us on K-Rock Footy.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.